Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a 500% increase in chronic illnesses among children when this occurs. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, you look at the number of these vaccines that they're requiring our precious children from like the age of 6 months, if not younger, all the way to 18, and it's just astounding. But then you look at the number of children that are dealing with autism. In the 70s, it was like 1 in 10,000, but now it's 1 in 31.
And that number continues to increase every
That's
year.
Shocking.
And so every 5 years, there's a significant increase.
So as they keep adding these vaccines, even the COVID shot, they were trying to add that to children's required vaccines.
So there's a couple of things happening. There's a historic press conference that President Donald Trump just did with RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And it was regarding their quest to determine the cause and treatment of autism. And so one of the things that they said is that Tylenol taken during pregnancy increases autistic risk. And also, adverse reactions from a vaccine. Generally, what happens is the child is given what? Tylenol to decrease the fever. Mm. And when you give Tylenol on top of a vaccine, it even has additional complications. So Tylenol has been definitely focused on as a significant increase in risk. But President Donald Trump, along with RFK Jr., said that they have a number of committees that they are pursuing right now, and they're considering all of the various hypotheses as to the cause of autism. One of those is vaccine-related issues.
Yeah, look at this recent study, that the facts that came out from this study. It found that of the children who were vaccinated, 57% had a chronic illness, but those who were not vaccinated, only 17. That is very telling.
Well, and the very shocking thing about this, Holly, is that this particular report was given by an attorney, Siri, during a congressional hearing where it was called by Senator Ron Johnson. And this particular study was one that was commissioned some time ago, and the results of it were buried by the CDC and the vaccine makers. They did not want the results of this to be made known. So they knew this study, and they were able to find this study, and they went over the reports of it. So what this study shows is that there's an increase of between 200 to 500% more likely to develop chronic life-altering medical problems than the unvaccinated.
You know, and that's criminal. That's criminal to hide that kind of evidence. And we saw things like that going on with the COVID shots. They were pushing those shots, in experimental shots, people in Congress that were given money from Big Pharma. They didn't want to lose that. But look, it's criminal. You're hurting children.
So here's some of the different bullet points. Autoimmune disease, an increase of 6 times higher for the vaccinated. Neurodevelopment disorders, 5.5 times higher. That's your 500%. Mm-hmm. So this is 6 times and 5.5 times higher. That's your 500% higher. Developmental delay, 3.3 times higher. Speech disorder, 4.5 times higher. Asthma, 4.3 times higher. Atopic disease, 3 times higher for the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated children. And what this study did was study children ages 0 to 10 years old. 18,468 children were in the study itself. So it was a large study of birth to 10 years of age. And it showed this massive increase in these kinds of disorders. The other thing, Holly, very interesting, The interesting thing here is that there are other issues here. I want to name some of these in just a few moments, but it would be diabetes and other kinds of situations as well, where they could not do a comparison. They could not do a comparison. Why? Because the vaccinated had these conditions and the unvaccinated had zero evidence of those conditions. Mm. And one of those would be diabetes. So this 0 to 10 population, 18,468, there are different ones that you can't even do a comparison like 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 6 times higher. Why? Because there's no evidence of it in the unvaccinated. There's no evidence of diabetes in the unvaccinated, but there's evidence of diabetes in the vaccinated. And you go on and on and on about other kinds of abnormalities, physical disorders that these vaccinated children had. And then on the other column, the unvaccinated didn't have any of those. So why is it that they are attacking RFK Jr.? It's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. The big pharma people don't want the information to get out. They don't want this information to get out with regards to these vaccines, because since 1986, when this bill was signed into law by President Ronald Reagan, vaccine makers, manufacturers, they get absolute immunity when they make a vaccine. If they make a drug and it causes injury or death, you can sue them for that injury or death. If they make a vaccine and it causes injury or death, you can't sue them. They're protected from liability. So it's all profit, all upside, no downside for these vaccine makers. And so when RFK Jr. comes up and says, we want to look at the cause of autism, we want to make sure that there's informed consent regarding the kinds of vaccines that you are considering, and we want to make sure that we have science-based research, that sends shockwaves through Big Pharma, but it also sends shockwaves through people like Senator Cassidy, a Republican, who's chairing one of these committees, and he is in Louisiana. Why? Because he's accepted thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions. It's not just the Democrats. Mm-mm. It's across the board. These Big Pharma companies, they're paying both Democrats and Republicans and independents large sums of money for their election campaign because they're hedging their bets. And then they call in the favors, like right now, and that's why you have such great pushback against RFK. We have a platform at lcaction.org, or you can actually go to lc.org/pharma, and there is a landing page there where you can send faxes and sign a petition to stand with RFK. Holly, I think it's really critical that we do so.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm encouraged because he's been cleaning house with some of these people that have been in place that are on that same page of taking money and not doing the right thing. So he has appointed some new members to the CDC's advisory committee on immunization practices, people that are like Christians, people that are like-minded, that see the truth. Because, you know, when doctors take an oath to first do no harm, they don't take an oath to take money to push an agenda and push shots. They take an oath to first do no harm. And when you're seeing that 40% of our children have a chronic disease, that is a huge red flag.
Well, and you know, we saw recently that RFK removed Susan Monterez as the director of the CDC. Susan Monterez was pushing the COVID shots when she was part of the CDC before she got appointed as the director of the CDC. That caused a lot of outrage, and some of these big pharma and big pharma-supported legislators are pushing back against RFK. And then what we had is another individual in the CDC said he was resigning. You know what? He couldn't help himself in his resignation letter to say at the very end, he was pushing LGBTQ, and he gave you his preferred pronouns.
Oh, boy.
Now we find out that this guy is a deviant individual who is involved in Satanism. Mm. And he was involved in the COVID shots and also the monkeypox. This is the kind of craziness that they had in the CDC. This is a very deep state situation. It has a bigger budget than the Department of Defense and Social Security combined. That's how big this is. This is the largest budget of all. And so when RFK comes in to the HHS to reform, there is a lot of pushback to just keep the status quo. So I encourage you to go to lc.org/pharma, lc.org/pharma. It's critically important that you pray for RFK Jr. and that you make your voice heard through faxes and petitions, lc.org/pharma.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.